Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Ed Boston podcast today. Our special guest is Alexander Jeffries. His movie, An Aria for Albrights, is going to be out soon, and so we are going to chat about that. There is an interesting connection with the show and the movie. The star of the show is one Laura Breton. If you remember her, we had her on last year. She was a contestant on season 11 of America's Got Talent. And so as we get ready to talk with Alexander, we're going to play a short trailer for the movie and then get right into our discussion. We'll be back afterwards. Enjoy.
So, you're her uncle?
Yes.
I never heard of you.
So the more I sing, the brighter the stars shine, but I know it's me.
No. It's not silly. I think I have an idea. Give me a shot. No pressure either way. Whenever you sing, the stars shine brighter and brighter.
Hi, friends, and welcome to this segment of the Ed Boston podcast. We are privileged today to have a special guest, Alexander Jeffrey, and here to talk about a new film, An Aria for Albright. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having me on here.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I think probably Trevor has told you this. We have a little bit of a connection with the show that we're going to talk about, being that Laura Breton has been a guest on our show before.
That's right. Yeah, he did mention that to me, and that's so cool. Laura is just such an amazing person, and we were so privileged to get to work with her on this short film.
Tell us about the movie.
Well, An Aria for Albright follows the character of Anne Albright, who's played by Laura. And she has, she's a young, precocious opera singer, 15 years old, like Laura is in real life, and has not been able to share her gift with the world since the passing of her grandfather. So this film is really about her connecting with her uncle Nate, who's an auto mechanic, and their sort of unlikely pairing, helps her confront her fears and her past and move on and be able to share her gift with the world.
She has such great talent, and obviously by her appearance and in the finals the last year of America's Got Talent. How is she in her showing her faith throughout her day? I know we've talked about that with her, and we follow her on social media. She seems to always be posting something about her love for God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was definitely a big part of her her day on the film shoots. You know, she
It's okay.
Okay. Sorry. Laura's faith is definitely a big part of her life, and that was very apparent on our film shoot. You know, she always put her trust and her faith in God and just, you know, trusted the process of making a movie and was very open. And, you know, you can just tell that she travels so much and is constantly sharing her gift with the world all over the place. And just the energy and the spirit that she has on a day-to-day basis is mind-boggling.
Tell us about the other folks who are in the show.
So my business partner and co-writer and really good friend Paul Peterson plays Laura's uncle Nate in the movie, and he and I were the ones that, you know, wrote this script together, and he followed Laura on America's Got Talent and really kind of got the bug of inspiration for this idea from just watching her and seeing how an amazing performer she is.
And others that are in the show?
Yeah, quite a few of local. So we filmed the movie down in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we cast quite a few local people as well as local people on the crew. A gal named Sam Fisicaro from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, plays Laura's piano teacher. My good friend Austin Barrow plays Laura's dad in the movie, and Austin is actually the president and COO of this arts and entertainment district that we're about to open up here in El Dorado, Arkansas. So not only do we get to, you know, make movies together and have fun, we also work together professionally, and it's a really good team, and we were so excited to bring Laura in as a part of it.
Well, go ahead and tell us about the art district. again, where you're at. And that's kind of consuming you right now, I think, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. So I'm in El Dorado, Arkansas, which if I said that to most people, they'd go, where? Where's that? It's South Arkansas. We're about 2 hours south of Little Rock, about an hour and 45 minutes north of Shreveport, Louisiana. And we're opening up an $80 million arts and entertainment district here in town tomorrow. So I've really been in the throes of that the past couple of days, and it's been a lot of fun.
When will we get the chance to see the movie?
So the film premieres next week on October 5th down in Shreveport as part of the Louisiana Film Prize. Now, the Louisiana Film Prize is the largest short film competition in the world. They offer a $50,000 cash prize, and the only stipulations of their contest are you have to shoot your movie in the Shreveport area. So Shreveport and then the surrounding parishes in northwest Louisiana. And so we made Aria down there, and we're now in competition for this prize. And Laura is actually nominated for Best Actress at the festival next week. Now, and after the festival, we're going to make the film available online so that Laura's fans and everybody can see the film.
And so my note here says that it's going to be streaming on Amazon. Is any other place?
Yeah, I think we're going to put it up on Amazon for purchase, and then we're also probably going to build a custom website for the film where people can purchase the film directly through us if they want to.
Social media and other things that you're using to promote?
Yeah, so we've got a Facebook page right now. It's just An Aria for Albrights on Facebook, and my production company, Bespoke Works LLC, has an Instagram set up. We're, you know, just trying to share the teaser trailer and some images from the film and really get people excited about seeing this final piece. I think it's I really think that the film is very family friendly, and it's a good message and a touching story, and I think people will enjoy it a lot.
Now, you mentioned that the inspiration actually came from Laura. Is there any other true parts of the story, or is this all
It's really interesting. Paul had seen her perform, but he had never actually heard her backstory. And he wrote this script about a grandfather who passed away and was Anne Albright's inspiration for singing. And it turns out that a lot of that is actually very true in Laura's life, that her grandfather was a huge part of her life. And I think she really connected to the material on an emotional level, and you really see that in her performance in the film. Amazingly enough, the actor who plays her grandfather in the film actually also has a granddaughter who's an opera singer and kind of an estranged uncle from the family. So the script also kind of miraculously connected to his personal life as well.
It's kind of interesting. I'm just getting to know the story and all. As a pastor, I felt called to the ministry when I was about 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather was a pastor, and he passed away on my 15th birthday. And after having preached a sermon at age 14 at his church, it took me years and years before I actually acted upon the calling. I was 40 years old when I finally became a minister.
Oh, and wow.
So just that storyline of losing a grandfather and how important they were in life, that fits right along with me. So
It really is. It's interesting, you know, how, I mean, it may not be a direct correlation, but in some way that this story really does seem to connect to a lot of people. And I hope that, you know, on a broader level, people can take something away from it.
Yeah. And, so what do you think people will take from the movie?
I personally hope that, I hope that it inspires young artists, people who may be afraid to pursue their dreams. I hope that it gives them the courage to say yes and to try it. And to me, you know, I wanted to be an actor when I was in high school, and the perspective of that was so scary to so many people. And, you know, I went ahead and I went to University of Nebraska and went to film school and studied acting, and I now pursue that as my job. And so that initial prospect, I remember there was so much, not from my parents necessarily, but just from so many people that I knew that were like, ooh, that's not realistic. That's not, you know, you need a real job and you can pursue that as a hobby. So I really hope that this film on that level speaks to young artists and says, you know, it's okay to try it if you really feel like you can and you want to.
Well, with that in mind, give us a little biography of Alexander Jick. What is and where do you plan to go from here?
The running joke is that I was born in Canada and I grew up in Arkansas, which are polar opposites of each other, pretty much. I went to the University of Nebraska to film school, and I then moved out to Los Angeles to pursue my dreams of being a filmmaker and an actor. And then I got an opportunity to go work on a film in Sweden called The Philosopher King, where I worked as the first assistant director. And I call that kind of my film school 2.0, because I really learned so much working on that film and getting the practical experience of being on a real set. And then I ended up back in Arkansas to do a production of Les Mis, where I met my girlfriend and living in the same town as my parents. So it's been really nice being close to family for the past couple of years.
Sounds like you got to keep track of where you are now. Canada, Arkansas, LA, Sweden. You've been around a little bit, huh?
I wake up every morning and go, okay, which city am I in today? Yeah.
Well, where, after the film and the project that you're working on there in Arkansas, what else you got cooking?
So that's a good question. There actually is a possibility that we're going to try to expand an Aria for Albright's into a longer piece of content. So that's kind of in the works right now, whether it's a feature film or a series or something along those lines. But we're really pursuing that. We think it's a powerful story, and you know, there's lots of room to explore these characters more, I think. So that's one of the projects that's in the works. And, you know, I'm hoping that I have maybe a couple weeks to just kind of relax after the craziness of this week and next week. So, yeah.
Well, that's kind of funny. We were friends with Evie Claire, who was on America's Got Talent this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking with her for an upcoming show yesterday, and she almost said word for word what you just said. She's got the next 2 weeks off before school starts back, and just wants to rest and relax a little.
Just wants to unwind. Yeah, that's awesome. I totally relate to that.
Well, as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, give us a final thought on the movie and what you would like the fans to know.
I just hope that that everybody, you know, sounds intrigued by this story and definitely reach out to us on social media. We're completely accessible and would love to tell you more about it. I really think that it can inspire young people, and I think there's something relatable in the story for pretty much everybody. So I hope you enjoy it when it finally comes out, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen.
All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for our new friend, Alexander, and we just enjoy listening to folks in the entertainment business describe what goes on and the contacts that they have and what they wish that people get out of their product. And so, Father, I pray that there will be inspiration for young people and older people alike, help people to know that it's okay to have dreams, and just help people to know that it's okay to reach out and try to make those dreams happen. We thank you for Laura and her lot, and we ask blessing upon her. We thank you for all of the things that had to take place for this short film to be able to come to us in a well-put-together package. Just, Father, use Alexander's work for your glory, and we just thank you for, again, putting us together and for our new friend. Pray this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you are now officially what we call a friend of the podcast.
Love it.
Anybody that has been on the show, we group in there. We don't use the word alumni. We use friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast. I love it. I love it.
I know we have mutual contact, and we can stay in contact, and hopefully we can get together again on another project that's got built.
That'd be fantastic. Absolutely. I'd love that and all of that.
We will get you the link just as soon as we got it ready. I just said have a great day.
Oh, sorry. I think my phone cut out. You too, and thank you so much. Really nice to meet you, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Slowly go. It's just 2 weeks out and we've got your gifts at Macy's One Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online, like PJs for the whole fam, now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a Home Chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.